More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. So are you hungry? What about some funky tacos or a fusion of Mexican and Spanish dishes? How about a to-die-for meatloaf sandwich? Well, that's just some of the food news we're talking about today with Kara Jackson. She is the Boise Dev Eats editor, and she has a weekly newsletter about all things food in the Treasure Valley. And she's with us to talk about a local food update. So, Kara, for folks who aren't familiar, talk to us about your Boise Food Eats, because I love this, and I know you launched a little while ago, but kind of give us some background on this.
Yeah, so Boise Dev Eats is a weekly newsletter. You can also go to boisedeveats.com at any time and see our articles kind of about all things food, but this is a weekly newsletter that comes out on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Straight to your inbox. And it kind of is meant to just be a quick read on all things food in the Treasure Valley. We feature stories on local restaurants and chefs, farmers, local food brands. And then we also keep you up to date on restaurant happenings, foodie things to do. And then the newsletter always ends with a kids in the kitchen photo, which is just darling.
Okay, I love that so much. So what the one thing I want to talk about too today is the kickoff of Taste of Downtown, because this happens once a year. And man, I think this is like one of the best times to try restaurants in downtown Boise.
Yes, it's kicked off today and it's a 10-day event where more than 40 restaurants and bars in downtown Boise are participating with all sorts of specials. So if there's a place that you want to try that you haven't been sure about, this is the perfect weekend or next weekend to get out there. A lot of these restaurants have special menu items that are $14. They have prefix menus, social hours, and even a couple of special events. So just a wide range of things happening and opportunities to try something new in downtown Boise.
Okay, so one of them that I have to just mention, Kara, because it just kind of makes me laugh, is the good old Cactus Bar is actually getting in on the Taste of Downtown.
Yes, they have a special that features, I think, a shot of tequila, PBR, and a bottle of water, I think, along with a sticker. So, I mean, it's everything from, you know, Woodland Empire and Tyner's Alley having specials to even, you know, Cactus Bar. House of Wine also has a $14 wine flight. So, oh, wow. You know, it's a wide range of, you know, specials and things. Our reporter, Sydney Kidd, got a preview of some of the specials, and she could not stop talking to me about the meatloaf sandwich with potato chips at Tyner's Alley. Oh. And one of her other favorites was the Brussels sprouts and the flight of bruschettas at Acero Boards and Bottles. So lots of fun specials.
Okay, so I saw this on social, I think yesterday for the first time, and I kind of did a double take, and that is the House of Western is closing. I mean, I guess, is it called House of Western or Due West? I mean, they've had a lot of iterations.
Yes, so yesterday on Instagram and via emails to customers, both Due West and House of Western announced that they would close this weekend. Their last day is Saturday, and this is, you know, a business that has iterated quite a bit. They first opened as Western Proper in the former Old Spaghetti Factory building, which is right across from City Hall. And they later rebranded as House of Western, but still kind of the same concept with candlepin bowling, lots of games, restaurant, and a bar and more. And then this summer, the owners, Carrie Pruitt and Melissa Levick, actually revamped the building and divided it into three concepts, with Due West kind of being billed as this high-end fine dining concept. And then, of course, House of Western remaining in the center. And then they had a third restaurant, The National. So it was kind of a little surprising, I think, to a lot of, you know, foodies in town that they decided to close this soon, but that was the announcement. And we are definitely, you know, keeping our ears pinned to the ground to see what opens up there next.
Yeah, because it's a big space. As you said, for folks who can remember, you know, it was the Old Spaghetti Factory. I mean, it's a very large space.
It's one of the largest open spaces in downtown Boise. So it's a tricky space for sure.
Yeah.
And it has an interesting history. You know, the building was built in 1930 and served as the first home of the bowling alley 20th Century Lanes. It was an archery range after that. And then for a long time, it was the home of Capitol Lithograph before it remodeled to Old Spaghetti Factory.
I love that history. Okay. So another restaurant that I have not been to, but I have heard a lot of buzz about, and this is a new restaurant in Meridian, which I have to say, sometimes it's hard to get me out of my downtown Boise bubble comfort zone.
Yes.
But I think this restaurant might do it.
Yeah, this place sounds really fun. I can't wait to check it out myself either. It's called Las Calaveras, and it just opened in downtown Meridian. It took over the former Deja Brew Bistro on Main Street and Idaho Avenue, right next to 830 Common. And it's really fun. It looks really cool inside. It has this Dias de los Muertos kind of theme. The menu is kind of meant to be a fusion of both Mexican and Spanish culture, with tacos, tapas, nachos, ceviche, elote, a full bar. It just kind of sounds like a good time.
So the Funky Taco is located at 8th and Bannock, right at the corner there, downtown Boise. I have to say, I've never been to it. But I think that may change based on the new ownership, just because I really love the folks behind the still. And I mean, I love their ice cream too.
Yeah, right? Going from ice cream to tacos. Who knew?
Yeah.
But yes, so the Funky Taco is under new ownership. So the ice cream shop, the still, co-founders and owners Casey Allen and Daniel Sell actually started a new hospitality group called the Odd Box Collective. And this is their first, you know, acquisition or new restaurant. And so they're definitely kind of keeping the things that make the Funky Taco great, but then they're changing some new things up and trying to enhance the menu and operation as well. They have a new happy hour that looks really awesome. And the tacos can also now be ordered individually, and they're looking to kind of change up the menu a bit as well. So that's really exciting.
Well, and I think doing a great happy hour downtown, Kara, is so critical, because I mean, I don't know about you, but like, I think we have some pretty phenomenal happy hours in particular in downtown Boise. And it does get people out to try these, you know, maybe a new restaurant or a restaurant that changes hands.
Yeah, I personally love going to happy hours because you can kind of try a drink, try, you know, something off of the menu without fully committing to a sit down menu or to a sit down dinner. And it's also just a fun way to get out there with work colleagues or friends, or, you know, a great date night as well.
Okay. So I have been seeing this on social media as well. And I started following them based solely on the name. And it's a new bar, because I just want to go Bar Please, because it's called Bar Please. And I know nothing more about it, Kara, than the name, but I tell you, I think it's catchy.
Yeah, the name is fantastic. I am so excited for this new place to open. And it's a new downtown pub called Bar Please that is taking over the space where Alchemist Coffee was on Idaho Street. And so what's cool about this, and what's really interesting, is this new bar actually shares the same owners, same building, and liquor license as the Speakeasy Thick as Thieves. But I think what's really fun is they're taking a spin on it. So it's not going to be like Thick as Thieves at all. It has lots of windows, and it's really meant to kind of have this bright, colorful, laid back vibe and kind of be more of a neighborhood bar. So I'm really excited about this new one. It's not open quite yet. When we talked to them in late September, they were shooting for mid-October. So I'm keeping my eyes open, and as soon as I see that it's getting ready to open, I'll definitely put that in the Boise Deadbeats newsletter.
Oh, and I have to say, Kara, I mean, I think Thick as Thieves has a phenomenal cocktail menu, and what I think is going to be good about Bar Please is, even though they're going to do more of this kind of neighborhood, you know, kind of bar feel, they've said, right, that they're going to have a pretty extensive cocktail menu.
Yes, they are still putting a huge emphasis on their cocktail menu. Co-owner Mandy Hanby actually told us that it's going to be a pretty serious cocktail menu, so I'm going to take her word for it. And Thick as Thieves cocktails are fantastic. So this kind of gives you an alternative to kind of a bright, more outgoing space. And I mean, they've been putting previews of some of the cocktails on Instagram, mm-hmm. and they all look delectable. Like, I cannot wait to try them.
And we have to point out too, that they're going to have mocktails, right? Because definitely something that, I mean, I look for that on menus sometimes. I don't always want to have a cocktail. But I also don't want to have soda water.
Yes. They're going to have a mocktail menu, beer, wine, and then also selection of appetizers and snacks. She mentioned a grilled cheese with kimchi on top that sounds delicious. So it'll kind of be a great place to hang out, get some snacks, and have a beverage for everyone, no matter, you know, whether you want a cocktail, mocktail, beer, whatever is your beverage of choice.
Well, I have to say, I love that you are doing this because I literally cannot keep up with all of the comings and goings of restaurants and eateries in the entire Treasure Valley. So what a great place for it. So thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you, Gemma, and cheers to a great weekend.
You too. We've been speaking with Kara Jackson. She is the Boise Dev Eats editor. She has a weekly newsletter about all things food in the Treasure Valley, and we will have more with her as the weeks go on. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.